Hello guys, welcome back，欢迎回到这一集。那么这一集呢是关于 Chinese culture，就是中国传统的啊。所以在中国传统的 section 里面呢，I will talk with Alex because you know Alex is really savvy about Chinese traditions. Okay, so today we, yeah, hi Alex. So today we're gonna talk about traditions of Chinese New Year. Specifically, it's about the origin of Chinese New Year. 今天呢，我们其实啊。重点具体要去谈的是中国新年它这样的一个起源。至于说 high value words, you can check out the list. I think you can study it very well with yourself. But what we can do now is that we want to talk about the story and we want to make some cultural comparison with the traditions or the holiday traditions in the US with Alex, okay? 中国呢，我们的这个新年呢，它的起源大家都知道，哇，this like a monster called 年。我觉得每个中国人其实都知道啊，是有一个 monster many many years ago called 年。And this something will rise up every year at the end of it, maybe from the sea, right? So you can check the article，大家可以看一下啊，在正文当中呢，会有这样的这样一种表述：Every new year, 年 would rise。From swelling in the sea to ravage Chinese village in livestock and hurting people. Well, this is very written, right, Alex? So if we want to make it more natural in spoken English, how can we express it?
All right, so I mean the here it's basically we are talking about the Nian. It will rise from the sea and
And
come
right
to
from the
the
sea, yeah.
village. Yeah, it will come to the village and devour all the animals, right? Like livestock means like basic pet animals like chicken, lamb, pig, and all these kind of livestock. And they will be hurting people means like bothering people.
Oh,
So
yeah.
let me just say rephrase it like, the Nian will be rising from the sea and it will be coming towards the city center to devour all the pet animals and hurting people.
Oh yeah，devour，大家知道这个 devour 刚才用到的是 devour，means swallow something，right？swallow
Yeah,
in
just eat
really
it, yeah.
mighty way，对，就是吞噬啊，比如说吞噬掉，那它是一个怪兽啊，所以它可以吞噬掉很多东西，比如说 devour the livestock like the pigs，dogs，cats，chicken，lamb，etc. 对，所以就是可以吞噬，所以它是可以说它呢 rise from the sea，and we don't actually use ravage，right？It sounds a little written. Ravage, Chinese village, or something like that. Ravage?
Yeah, this is more like, if you are trying to, tell a story, then you might try to use
Oh,
these kind
yeah.
of words, like, you're narrating a story to someone.
Yeah, sounds more
You want
vivid
to
and written.
actually, yeah, you want to actually create that
Scene.
atmosphere, that, yeah, that, yeah, that one, so that people can actually get into that feeling.
Yeah. So normally we don't use it, daily spoken English, right?
Yeah, just normal conversation. You don't really have to.
I see. Okay. 对，所以 ravage 是你在绘声绘色的给人去讲一个故事的时候，你可能会用到的词啊，就是你要营造一种气氛或者场景。但在日常生活当中，就像 Alex 刚才提到的，我们可能就说 devour 或者是 to eat，对吧？这就可以了哈。OK，livestock 是我们说的一个复合名词，表示的就是鸡鸭鱼啊这些啊，就是家禽呢、等等这类的东西哈。So Alex，I have a question. We all know that in China, when the New Year comes, we have many ways, various ways to celebrate it. Like setting off firecrackers. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, definitely. That's really fun. I'm sure everyone really enjoys playing with firecrackers. As you can
I
see,
just
like
enjoy being
beautiful,
it.
beautiful colors. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've done that? You've really been the one to light it up?
Yeah, usually, yes. We used to do that. Even when we were in high school, we used to use that with firecrackers. But I think it got much creative and much better when I moved to China, when I was present in the Chinese New Year, when you see firecrackers actually everywhere.
Yeah, so
And they really have got some really nice firecrackers.
yeah, indeed, China. Chinese
Yeah.
are very creative in this aspect. And firecrackers, I think, is there any difference between firecrackers and firework?
Okay, firecrackers are actually the How should I say? That's just the firecracker. Fireworks is like, you know, when you see it, when you look at it. So that's called fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, I mean, they when it, you know, which is in the air, and that's when you see it. That is meant, I mean, that is referred as fireworks. Okay, let's go
Fireworks.
and watch fireworks.
OK，I see。对，刚才其实跟 Alex 我是讨论了一下什么，就 firecracker 和 firework 它俩之间有没有区别啊？Alex 给出解释是，当你看到它天空上绽放的那一瞬间，那个叫做 firework。You see fireworks, you don't have to see firecrackers, but you light up, you set off, right? Light off, set off firecracker。你点的那个是这个爆竹啊，所以它是一个搭配的问题哈。OK，I see。So in Chinese New Year, we all have something like couplers and red banners。Right. So, do you hang such kind of things like red banners and couplers on your doors when Chinese New Year approaches?
Not really, because you know, first of all, I you know, before I did not really understand the Chinese characters, but I've learned about the happiness, right? In Chinese, it's called like fu,
Fool. Yeah.
like fu, right? Yeah, that's like, I mean, you
Exactly.
know, just to get into the New Year's feeling. You know, then I just, you know, used to get that foo character and just like hang upside down.
Oh yeah,
That also, I
that's
right?
correct.
Like, yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah, I mean that's the only thing. Like, not the red banners. Usually, you have like those red banners by the side of the doors, right?
Yeah, we also call them couplers, couplers.
Yeah, couplers, right?
所以就是原来在中国的话呢，Alex 过年其实也会挂这种，就我们说福字啊，就是中国的那个福字，meaning happiness。对，而且他知道是 hang it upside down，是要福字是倒挂的哈。It means happiness arrives at your door, right? When you hang it upside
Exactly.
down. Yeah,
Right.
that's a
I
smart
mean, that's a really
explanation.
nice thinking about it, right? Like, I mean, of course, whoever thought about it, like, you know, okay, that's the character, and then you have to hang upside down so that the happiness is going to come to you.
Yeah, right. So hang upside down 是把它倒挂的意思啊，什么东西倒过来就是 upside down. Upside down, hang upside down, hang the Fu character upside down 就是把福字倒挂过来啊。然后呢，and you also can paste the couplers on the sides of your door. 对，那个 couplers 是这里在我们的正文当中没有提到的，so I'll spell it a bit. C O U P L E T S, C O U P。Let's 就是我们经常说的那个对联，对。So the couplets can be really poetic, you know. Chinese creation or creativity can be so fully reflected by the couplets and the characters on them. Ah, it's something I should be proud of. Okay, 所以中国的那个对联其实是我说它比较的 poetic, P-O-E-T-I-C, poetic 就看起来很有诗意的，当然它就跟诗歌差不多，跟我们古代的诗歌差不多的哈。Okay, setting off firecrackers, hanging red banners or couplers on the doors, on the sides of the doors. These are something we do. And can you talk about some like traditions in the U.S. when the new year approaches?
All right, so yeah, I mean, of course, as everyone know, we have the Chinatown in every country. Yeah, almost every country. Then, of course, like the Chinese lantern, you know, like you see
yeah.
like those streets at like, you know, that's very important as well. Yeah, it kind of looks like, yes, it's the Chinese New Year is approaching. The other one is the Chinese dragon, the Chinese food.
对，所以刚才呢提到了说，在中国城啊，就 Chinatown 唐人街的话呢，在各个国家都有，然后会说他们也会 hang up lanterns, hang lanterns, right? L-A-N-T-E-R-N, lanterns to light up the sky, 把天空照得很亮，to create something like a very festive atmosphere. Festive，我觉得在正文当中好像有提到啊，就是那个something of a festival, so it's festive.
Okay. Yeah, and other the Chinese. Dragon as well. Like, I don't know if I can use that word. The Chinese dragon, you know, like they use the Chinese dragon.
So
Yeah.
it's like some tools for lion dancing. Chinese
Yeah,
dragon.
The lion dancing is kind of, yeah.
That's lion. No, dragon. Dragon dancing is another thing, maybe. Do we really have that? Chinese dragon. Where can you see that in Chinatown?
Yeah, I mean, usually have like these kind of faces. Like, you know, it's kind of
Oh,
like
yeah.
a poster or a sticker, they will be posting it all around.
对，所以它会是说，我们说在中国的很多海报上啊，就是过年的很多那个海报上 posters，对吧？然后或者 stickers 一些 怎么说呢？我们拿着的那个过年喜庆的那些小玩具，上面像一个小小竹竿的那种，上面可能带着什么玩具的啊？It's really hard to describe even in Chinese. 对，we can see the faces of dragons or the images of dragons. Yeah, with different colors, right? Yeah.
Right, that is like different from the lion dance. That's, I think, that's more interesting. I think a lot of people do go to watch these the lion dance in the Chinatown.
Oh, you do. So to be
Yeah.
honest, I've never seen lion dancing in my real life. I think it's something in
Yes,
Southern
actually,
China.
it's really very interesting. Like, the way they dance and the acrobats they do. And the skills they have, I think, is just really impressive.
Acrobats, a good word to mention here. 就是大家觉得它会像是一种 special skill, right? 就是杂技一样，所以是 acrobat, 就有点像杂技那种感觉，是 acrobat, acrobat 可以加 s 的，对。The acrobats people do with, the line, 对，所以是那个something like a stage property, right? 就像道具一样的那个 line 哈，就我们说的那个狮子啊，所以这是一个 acrobat, 它像是一个 Alex 觉得它像是一种就中国的那个。古的传统的曲艺像杂技一样啊，对，it's really amazing, incredibly so, I believe. It's just in my life have never seen it. Maybe in southern China, people do it a lot, and maybe one day I will go to somewhere in southern China, and definitely I will have a look of that. Yeah, so that's really a wonderful session we are doing now because I already feel that a new spring festival. It's coming to me. Although when we are recording, it's just in May. Okay. So
Yeah.
let's see what else we want to cover.
Right, like I mean, we can also mention the food, which is the important part,
Yeah.
like people.
How about the comparison part? Maybe you can talk about the
Okay.
traditions in the US, right? I think people will be interested in
Right,
that
I mean,
more.
like, see, if you really have to compare Chinese New Year, the closest which can come is, I think, the Christmas.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I don't
that's
know
true.
if I can compare it to any other. I mean, of course, we do celebrate a lot of festivals like 4th of July, and of course, Halloween is there,
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is there. Yeah, Thanksgiving can come close to Chinese New Year, because
Thanksgiving.
the food which is involved, yeah, right? And the family getting together. But of course, we don't have any dances or, these kind of events, but
Eating is the
almost
main draw.
everything's. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So Christmas is what is Christmas? Christmas is more like the spring festival, or Thanksgiving is more like the Chinese spring festival. In the eating, actually, Thanksgiving, but in the activities, maybe
See, like,
Christmas, right?
actually, you can't really compare. We can't really have the comparison between these because, see, this is more Chinese New Year is like more you're celebrating a new year, right? Like the Chinese New Year. But see, Christmas is it's very big in America or in the Western world, but that is more like you're celebrating a religious holiday, which is not religious anymore,
Used
but
to
it
be celebrating
originated,
religious.
yeah. Yeah, it was originated as the religious holiday, but I don't think it's like that anymore. So of course there cannot be a comparison between both. But what we can compare is like what we actually do in those festivals. Like
Yeah,
of course
that's
the
true.
family
Like
gets together.
family
Yeah, I mean
gathering.
of course, yeah, family gathering of course is there. Of course everyone have the meal together. Yes, of course that's definitely there. We have 7 days off. China also
Oh
have 7 days off, like
yeah.
almost a
Yeah,
week,
we're all
right?
7 days. We just love seven. I love this number, right? For holiday.
Yeah. So we have like those days off, right? That's the thing. And of course, like, the presents exchanging. But in China, you can think about like, the Hongbao or the red packet, that's
Yeah, the
all.
red packet.
Like, the exchange. Yeah. But in Christmas, what happens is like you actually give them some presents or gifts to exchange, not really money. Okay. So, but anyways, we can
We're
put it in the
lazy.
same category, like exchanging.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because
exchanging
we're
gifts.
lazy. Have to say this for Chinese. 我觉得中国人真的是挺懒的。就是如果 if you can't think of what things you want to buy for someone, you just send the money to them, and you
Yeah,
just need
that's a
WeChat
wise
now.
decision, I think. Yeah,
Okay.
that's a wise decision, I think. Like, okay, let's because I mean, maybe if you will give him some money, he will buy what he really wants to buy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So Chinese think, okay, I'm being really honest, straightforward, and practical with you. So with the money, like you said, you can buy whatever you want to buy. Yeah, but if I send you something like a gift, maybe you don't like it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I
Yeah.
think that's good. But then,
That
of
makes
course,
sense.
it opens up a different conversation. Like, if you give them money, then of course, like, everyone will be expecting that. And then it just, it just gets complicated. But anyways, I think I like both. If someone is giving me hongbao, that's okay. If someone is giving a gift, it's okay.
Okay, so for me, if I gave you anything as a gift for Christmas, I would give you. Which one do you think I would give you? A red packet.
Yeah, I think yeah. I mean, I think this times have changed, So I think that's more useful now. That's the word. Yeah, is useful is like, you can utilize that money to do exactly what you wanted to do, or you can use that money. But a gift is like, you have to preserve it and like, okay, this person have given me the gift, so you have to value that.
That's true. So that's a wonderful conversation with you. That was a comparison between two cultures here. So at the end of it, I think we can leave a question to our listeners, right? Or to the students who are gonna read this article and listen to our audio. So the question I want to ask is, 我想问大家的问题就是说呢, what do you usually do during the spring festival celebration?
Yes.
大家在过年的时候会怎么样庆祝呢? 对, and what would you do like decades later when you celebrate the spring festival? Okay, that's a very spooky question. 对,第二个问题我问的是,大家在几十年后,那么你在庆祝春节的时候会做些什么呢? For me, Alex, I think
Yeah.
I would send you a robot. Yeah,
Okay.
kidding. Yeah, maybe it will really happen. Maybe. Okay. That's it for our
Okay.
session. Do you have any questions you want to ask?
Yeah, not really. I mean, of course, just like I would like to just say, what is like your favorite activities like you like to do with your family during the Chinese New Year? I would
Yeah,
just
wonderful.
wanna, put that one.
Yeah, that one. And what would you like to do during the Christmas celebration too? Because Christmas is kind of really an international and kind of a Chinese holiday now too. Okay.
Right.
So that's
Okay.
all for this episode. See you. Bye bye. Thank you, Alex. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye.